Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The First Days of School, How to Be an Effective Teacher, 5th edition by Harry K. Wong, is a practical guide to what most determines success in a classroom, what teachers do before and during the opening weeks of school. Long used in teacher preparation programs and professional development, the book focuses on how to establish a learning-centered environment through clear procedures, consistent routines, and purposeful organization. Rather than treating classroom management as discipline, Wong frames it as designing systems that help students know what to do, how to do it, and why it matters. The 5th edition builds on the same core message, with updated examples and a companion DVD format that supports modeling and training. Readers can expect step-by-step guidance for setting expectations, teaching classroom procedures, starting lessons effectively, and building a positive classroom culture that sustains academic growth. It is written for teachers who want actionable methods they can implement immediately, regardless of grade level or subject area. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, planning for success before students arrive. A central theme of the book is that effective teaching begins well before the first bell. Wong emphasizes intentional preparation as a professional habit, not an optional extra. This includes organizing the physical space so movement is predictable, materials are accessible, and student attention can be directed quickly. It also includes mapping the first days and weeks with clear goals, what students must learn about the class, what routines must become automatic, and how learning will be measured. The book encourages teachers to think in terms of systems, entry and exit, distributing supplies, turning in work, accessing help, transitioning between activities, and handling interruptions. When these systems are planned, the teacher can devote more cognitive energy to instruction and relationships. The planning mindset extends to communication with families, aligning with school policies, and anticipating diverse learner needs. Instead of improvising when problems arise, the teacher builds a structure that prevents many problems from occurring. This topic matters because strong preparation reduces stress, increases instructional time, and gives students a sense of stability and safety. The result is a classroom that feels purposeful from day one and supports consistent learning. Secondly, procedures over rules, building routines that run the classroom. Wong is widely known for distinguishing procedures from rules and for arguing that procedures are the backbone of classroom management. Rules typically describe boundaries, but procedures describe actions, exactly how students are expected to behave during common tasks. The book outlines how to identify high-frequency moments that can either waste time or create order, then design and teach procedures for each. Examples include how to begin class, how to respond to a signal, what to do when finished early, how to work in groups, and how to request assistance without interrupting instruction. A key point is that procedures must be taught the same way academic content is taught: explain, model, rehearse, and reinforce until they become routine. This approach reduces the need for constant correction because expectations are concrete and practiced. It also supports equity, since students who have not learned certain school-based behaviors elsewhere receive explicit instruction rather than punishment. By treating routines as teachable skills, the teacher creates a predictable environment where students can focus on learning. Over time, strong procedures increase independence, improve transitions, and protect minutes that can be redirected to meaningful academic work. Thirdly, establishing an effective classroom climate and teacher presence. The book highlights that classroom culture is not created by charisma, but by consistent actions that communicate professionalism, care, and high expectations. Wong discusses the importance of teacher presence, how teachers greet students, how they set a tone of respect, and how they communicate that learning time matters. This includes the first impression students receive, the clarity of directions, and the teacher's ability to scan the room, provide quick feedback, and maintain momentum. The classroom climate also involves building relationships without sacrificing structure. Students tend to respond positively when they know the teacher is fair, organized, and prepared, and when they can predict how the class will run. Wong's approach supports a calm authority that reduces power struggles, because expectations are embedded in routines rather than in constant verbal reminders. The teacher is positioned as a leader who creates conditions for success, not as a referee reacting to misbehavior. This topic is especially useful for new teachers who feel pressure to be entertaining or strict, when what students often need most is consistency. A stable climate improves student engagement, supports academic risk-taking, and strengthens a sense of belonging, all of which contribute to better learning outcomes. Fourthly, launching instruction, starting lessons, engagement, and time on task, Wong connects classroom organization directly to instructional effectiveness. When students know how class begins and what to do immediately, the teacher gains valuable learning time and sets an academic tone. The book encourages teachers to design a reliable start-of-class routine that transitions students quickly into purposeful work, such as a short task, review, or structured prompt aligned to lesson goals. This is not about busy work. It is about creating immediate engagement that reduces off-task behavior and primes students for new learning. Wang also emphasizes clarity. Students should understand what they are learning, why it matters, and what successful work looks like. Procedures support instruction by minimizing confusion during activities like cooperative learning, independent practice, and assessments. The teacher can then focus on explanations, checking for understanding, and feedback. The topic also touches on maintaining momentum throughout the period, including how to handle transitions, so learning does not fragment into repeated restarts. By pairing routines with deliberate lesson design, teachers increase time on task and improve student achievement. In practice, this helps classrooms feel academically serious while still supportive, because students experience smooth pacing and know what is expected at each stage of learning. Lastly, professional habits that sustain effectiveness all year, beyond the opening days, the book promotes a long-term view of teaching as a craft supported by professional habits. Wang stresses that effectiveness is not a one-time setup, but an ongoing practice of monitoring, adjusting, and reteaching procedures when needed. Teachers are encouraged to use reflection and data to identify where routines break down, which students need additional support, and how instruction can be improved. Communication is also part of sustainability. Engaging families, collaborating with colleagues, and aligning with school-wide expectations to create consistency for students across classes. The book's influence is tied to the idea that successful teachers operate with intentionality, using consistent systems that free them to be more responsive academically and emotionally. This topic is valuable for preventing burnout, because it promotes a classroom that runs with increasing student independence rather than escalating teacher effort. As the year progresses, the teacher can refine routines, increase academic rigor, and strengthen community without losing control of the learning environment. The overall message is that a well-managed classroom is a foundation for excellent instruction, and that professional consistency is what transforms good first days into a successful school year. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new teachers, teacher candidates, instructional coaches, and experienced educators who want to tighten classroom routines and make the opening weeks more purposeful. It is also useful for administrators leading professional development because the ideas translate well into school-wide expectations and shared language. The main benefit to a reader's life is practical. Clearer procedures reduce daily stress, protect instructional time, and improve relationships by preventing many common conflicts. When students know what to do, teachers spend less energy correcting and more energy teaching, which often leads to greater confidence and job satisfaction. Compared with many classroom management books that focus primarily on behavior consequences or theory, Wang's approach is valued for its actionable, systems-based guidance and its emphasis on teaching routines explicitly. The focus on preparation and first day's execution makes it especially compelling, since early habits often determine how the rest of the year feels. For buyers choosing among similar titles, this book stands out as a widely adopted, training-friendly resource that helps teachers create order without relying on intimidation. If you want a classroom that runs smoothly and supports strong instruction, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Harry K. Wang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.